Welcome to another episode of the 25 and Over Club. I hope you motherfuckers enjoyed your Christmas, because I know I did. How about you, Renee?
I did enjoy my Christmas. You know, Christmas is always a good nostalgic time of year for me. You know, family, gifts.
Gifts. She loves a gift.
I like presents. I'm going to tell them what you gave me after this episode.
Yes, please tell them, because...
I can't tell y'all yet.
But it's your boy, Billy the Bad Guy, Billy the Goat, Billy the Kid, Bills, Bills, Bills.
And it's me, Renee, a.k.a. Renee Proper. You are watching our year 2023 wrap-up episode, okay?
It's kind of sad.
It feels good, like a completion, like you finish something. Like, don't it feel good to build something and see it all the way through?
It does, but I think it feels sad because I remember we wrapped up last year. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, now we're wrapping up again. And it's just like...
Well, we're not wrapping up. We're wrapping up
the year. The year.
Okay.
What was your most exciting thing with the podcast with you this year?
The most exciting thing with me? Yeah. The episode with me and you was going back and forth about ghosting.
Really?
Yeah, that's my favorite episode.
I think my favorite episode... It's so many. I think one, because I watched it recently. We know we don't watch... I don't watch many episodes. I just got in the habit of listening to them all.
I love staring at myself.
My favorite episode far was Jody. King of Noir was a good episode. Episodes that hit for us the most is you're gonna have to. Oh shit.
Okay.
You don't answer your phone, man?
Oh my god, I have another favorite one. The one with Weezy, of course.
I was about to say that. Weezy is definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, the one with Weezy, of course, was so good.
I think we could both agree that solo episodes are really fun.
They are really fun. I don't know.
Because you get to see...
Somebody was cutting up in the comments. They're like, oh, we love this guest. We love that for you. But when are y'all going to be by yourself?
You did mention...
I love the Samantha episodes. I love the Samantha episodes. And Oliver is always a favorite.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
So those stand out to me. No particular order.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we have great content. I think we do good entertaining people. And I think, not that I hate, but one thing that people always say is that really you on the podcast? Like, that's... I'm like, yeah, like, these are me. These are my real life situations. Mm-hmm. This is my life. Mm-hmm. But it was just the other day, we was walking down the block. And then I feel like he asked me, oh, Billy, is like, this really your life? And I'm like, yeah, I didn't even tell you the time I had sex in the hotel. And they had bed bugs and the condom underneath the bed. It was a motel. I just needed a quick fuck. And the nigga asked me to come over. And it was like a sex motel. Like,
all right, the one you pay 4 hours for.
Yeah, 4 hours. And you knew what you was going there for. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with pulling the towel over the bed. And
the ones that be off the conduit right there between Brooklyn and Queens.
Yes, one of those. And again.
A time was had in the motherfucker.
Yo, and it's
because you was young, like you transitioning from teenage. Yes. It's not that you didn't have a place, but you was old enough to have a place.
I did have a place at the time.
Oh, you did? Want him to come to your house.
I don't do that. Yeah. So I do think in your early 20s, you do a little stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't
it's like
hotel
stupid
is
shit.
Not
you,
stupid shit.
Motel.
Motels are not stupid shit.
No, but I wouldn't do something like that.
Okay.
So
no,
I'm glad I lived my life doing crazy, outlandish shit. And I know there's more stories to come because if you know me, I am insane. So it's just like... It's way more shit to happen, and I can't wait to entertain y'all.
Right. Not that, though. Yeah. You're not coming to see
y'all. Yeah, and I didn't know it was a moat. At first, I thought it was really nice. When I got there, I remember that day.
When you see that TV with the big back and the brown thing, you'd be like, oh, we are in the fucking...
I remember that nigga hit me up on, I think it was Snapchat, trenches. And asked me to come.
Oh, that was a while back?
Yes.
Snapchat?
And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was broke that day, and I was like, I only got $10 in my pocket, right? So what I did, and I hate this mode of transportation, I took the bus.
Mumba Clock!
Okay.
At 3 o'clock in the morning at the bus stop?
I'm going to get some dick.
You are...
I'm going to get some dick.
A gremlin.
Took the bus. Got there. After I got there...
Using your navigation to find a hotel.
Then, oh my... Yes, sure did. But then I felt so embarrassed. I'm like, I'm looking for room 4D or some shit like that.
The least he could do is meet you outside, because why would you let me awkwardly ask this lady? Because those people at them little fuck motels, they know you here to fuck. Like,
bitch, remember when I lived in a hotel for like 3 months? Because I had all that money and this nigga was living there. I knew every time they saw that nigga, I was getting fucked.
Yeah.
And it was so embarrassing when I used to have to call and ask for, can y'all please send towels up? But I went there. We did what we did. And this is such $10 in my pocket. That's when the nigga had Bacardi. He was pouring me some Bacardi.
Uh-huh.
Oh, was it Bacardi or Amsterdam? Either way, it was still cheap.
Right.
He treated me to that. Treated me. Oh, my God.
He didn't get no food. He ain't bring the heat. He had no food.
Bitch, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But by this time, 4:30. Right? So now we do what we do. Oh, this is why they started judging me. Not judging me. So now we're fucking. And then he's like, he's like, can I fuck you raw? And I'm in a moment of weakness. So I'm like, yes.
It was the first meetup?
Why do you ask questions?
Because, like, I want to know. Why would he ask you to fuck you raw if he didn't fuck you raw before? Because it's the first meetup, right? I've been on this world for a minute. And I know a first meetup when I see it. Yeah. Why would he do that? Maybe after the second round, you can ask.
So he asked me, and I'm just like, yes, you can fuck me raw. So he's like, I can fuck you raw?
They love to hit you with the, I just want to feel you.
Yeah.
Bitch.
So now I'm looking at him like, fuck you feeling to fuck me raw for? What's going on with you?
Yeah.
Okay? What's what you want with me to fuck me raw? But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, nigga.
So then he like, so now we're fucking raw. And then after that, he's like, wow, I can't believe you let me fuck you raw. Why you keep talking about it? Like, why can't we just fuck raw and leave it alone?
Yeah.
Why we left, like, why are we still talking about it, my man?
Yeah.
And he's just like, nah, like, you really let me fuck you raw. Bitch, immediately going to the doctor because what?
Jesus Christ, deliver Daniel.
And sure did. 7 o'clock in the morning, went back home on the bus.
Ass full of cum. Sitting on the bus trying to clench your butt cheeks together. Oh, God. What a
so
time
these
to be
are
alive.
Real, and you know me, so you know these are real stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know me to be, personally, I am dramatic on camera.
When he does his fuck shit, though, he don't tell nobody until after.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's how he always, I'm like, why would you do that? Like, and he'd be like, because I know you would have judged me.
Yeah, and by the time that I told you, it's like, it's fucking
And I know I've been friends with you before Snapchat was a thing, so I know we was friends around this time.
Oh, yeah. Because the embarrassing part is me taking the bus at 4 o'clock.
Oh, not getting fucked raw by a stranger.
No.
Oh, okay.
Everybody fucked a stranger raw before.
No. But, well, after the second, third time, they're not a stranger anymore. That's true. That's literally the definition of not a stranger.
That's the definition?
Yeah. After the first time, the second time, it's not a stranger. Am I wrong? That's not a stranger anymore.
Y'all condone it?
But it's literally the truth. You can Google it. What's a stranger?
Between you and Wolf, I don't know who makes toxic shit.
After the second time, it's not a stranger.
So what is it?
How was that toxic?
It's not a stranger after the second time we meet up. How are you a stranger anymore? Now I know who you are.
I don't know you.
The second time, you're not a stranger.
So you're just strange.
He might be strange, but he's not a stranger. You're just strange, but you're not a stranger.
Yo, but like part of me, why I love doing this podcast is because I love to share my stories because I forget, like, while I'm on this couch, I forget the past that I live.
Mm-hmm.
What I live at, do it at 30? No, I'm too smart and too wise to make those dumb decisions.
Right.
But part of me missed a little.
Yeah, and I'm happy you said that because it's important to remember that a lot of the stuff we talk about is some of our younger selves. I'm not saying our younger viewers should go do some of these things. I think you should take it as a lesson or entertainment, not to literally, like, it's like, don't do what I do.
Don't.
Don't do what I do. It don't pans out well for everyone. And a lot of our situations, we were lucky that it didn't, you know what I'm saying, happen that way. But I think everybody now in the time, we lived in, I'm not saying that time was safe, but I believe it was safer. You think it was a little safer around the time you did that to do that, right?
It was never safe.
Right, but don't these times feel a little different?
I think the times probably feel different because we're older and wiser.
Okay.
When you're young,
you're more prone to take risky, right?
Now, it's just like when they invited me to the Halloween party, I said, no, why would I go to a Halloween party? That's where the murder is at.
Yeah.
Something happens. They said, well, what was he wearing? Or what am I going to say? A Halloween, a Freddy mask?
Like, look at now. Like, I was just talking to Gabby about the trains have gotten extra weird lately. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? The trains are evolving. Now you say that the trains have always been weird, mm-hmm. but we took it every day. We got immune to the people used to die. Like, you know, some of your family members worked there, and people, when they tell us the statistics of how many people die every month on the train track, I'm shocked. I was like, when did that happen?
Yep. But my aunt actually works for MTA, mm-hmm. and I have friends that work for mm-hmm. MTA. They tell us it's more than we think. Like, at least 10 plus people get hit by a train every single day.
Yeah, but we never thought about it that way. We riding the train up and down in the city for 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, what time is it? Oh, I'm taking an Uber.
Yo,
you don't even want to stand on the platform anymore.
At all.
And I don't know if it's me that gotten older and more cautious, or the place is just getting a little
bitch,
more
you just trying to live longer.
Yeah, like, yo, you standing there. You used to be on your phone no matter what time of night. Yep. Now?
You know, it's crazy. I was just telling them too that the other day, a guy who I found on a dating app was mm-hmm. talking to, you know, the conversation was going back and forth and mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. My poor son is stressed.
For a while.
The conversation was going back and forth, and it was a great conversation, but he disappeared from social media and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it wasn't that good enough to where he ghosted me. And mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't really give a fuck
because
mm-hmm. I was distracted by mm-hmm. other dicks in life. But this nigga got hit by a train.
Like, and was hurt severely?
And luckily made it out. Okay. Was hurt severely. Like, his whole leg got scraped. Like, his leg is damaged. He's in a walker now and everything. Like, I mean, trying to get himself back.
Okay.
But I was just like, that is fucking insane. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't want to be one of those people who I haven't spoken to you in a while. Now I'm going to ask you what happened.
Right.
But you see the crazy... I'm the kind of person that in New York City, if there's a crazy person in my train car, I'm going to get in the next train car.
Me too.
Because don't
used to sit there and be like, don't move because you don't want to think they don't make any sudden movements. And a part of you like, I wish a nigga would. Like, when you were younger, I wish he would fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, bitch, I'm not even going to give you a chance to see if you can fuck with me. How would that?
I
threw me off a while ago. I'm not even gonna give you a chance. Oh, I'm out of here. I'll see a crazy person, like stuff going on. I'll take the next train. I'm good.
Yeah, heavy on take the next train.
I'll take the next train. I'm straight.
Heavy on take the next. Especially now, I find myself. My mother used to tell me, always stand next to the conductor or stand next to the train operator. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm gonna ride the train.
Right.
Oh, I stand right next to the conductor and right next to the train operator.
You try to get the cart that the conductor is in?
Yep, because if something pop off, I'm next to the train. What are they going to do, protect me? I don't know, but it helps ease my brain.
Oh, okay.
Ease my brain.
I feel like they're going to lock themselves in that little box and don't give a fuck about nobody.
Hello.
Because I would have did that.
Open up! I'm ducking. But Renee had a great outline today, and she said she wanted to talk about things we're leaving in 2023. Yeah,
we're wrapping up the year, and there's a couple things I've had jotted down. The things that we are leaving in 2023. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So first on the docket. Where the fuck episode at? Oh, here we go. All right. So first on the docket. Blue's Clues, Bluetooth, and Stewie.
Yo, what?
Tired of the three of them.
Who's Bluetooth? Blue's Clues?
Blue's Fierce, Blue's Krishan, and Stewie.
The baby.
The baby mother.
Krishan
Jr. No, the baby mother.
Oh, the baby mother.
Jada, she look like Stewie from Family Guy.
I thought you
were
talking about the baby.
No.
Yo.
It's like that. Kianbada, please, take Let's us out the them. Group chat. Please, the blogs, I swear to God.
Tired of them.
Please, take them off. Like, what do you think about their dynamic? I thought after that she had her baby and everything, she would kind of see the light. Come to find out, they still fucking. He proposed to Stewie. It's just so much.
He proposed to Stewie. I secretly judge people who invest their time in watching Zeus Network.
Me too.
Now, don't get
me
twisted.
Not secretly. I really do think a couple of y'all don't have all y'all brain cells together. I'm so sorry. People that really invest in watching fights.
Yes.
Fights and aggravate, like people that are bullies. Like, how y'all find that shit so entertaining?
I don't like
crazy.
That. Now, don't get me twisted. If I have free time,
I'll watch a clip and cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had free time to where I had a week off not doing nothing and I need something to watch, I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. But that's if I have free time.
Yeah.
That's, that free time is just has to be free.
But that shit not going on your DVR.
It's not going on my DVR. But it would have to be like, I would try to watch it. I tried to watch it. And it's just like, how much y'all gonna fight?
With no substance.
About nothing.
It'd be bullshit. Oh, she was... I saw a clip of one of the girls fought the other girl because she was in the club not smiling or dancing. Oh, your energy's off. Started fighting the girl. Crazy.
Yeah. Me, personally, I'd rather watch... Like, I like drama. So yeah. I would watch Housewives.
Classy drama. Yeah.
But just to be like, bitch, da-da-da-da, just start going crazy. And especially, my thing is, Natalie, how old are you, baby?
But here's the thing. She's, like, milking the situation.
Yep.
Making money off of it. So, just like Jocelyn Cabaret, they're all the same thing. The fact that they let Jocelyn talk to them like that on that show is crazy
to me. But people's tuning in.
Because over 25, we pressing charges and press.
Yep.
9-1-1.
I say that. 9-1-1.
Yeah. Nah, uno, you're going to jail. All right, the next one we leaving in 2023. Jada Shakur Alcina Pinkett Smith. You need to stop. Please.
Yes.
Please, we don't want to hear anything else. Now we finding out you separated from 2016. Like, that man got up on that stage and slapped that man, knowing you fucking was divorced. Like, y'all was not even living together. Like, please, is she going on a tour telling all their business? You know she let her kids write a letter to Tupac? A dead man?
She let her kids write a letter to Tupac?
Write a letter to Tupac.
How?
Like what? Was he supposed to be their father or something? I'm confusion. At this point, we'll need to take a DNA test. Because is these your kids? The ears, no, it's his kids.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing Jada. I feel like Jada, like, I just feel like, me and Wolf spoke about this on Patreon.
Oh, you did?
Jada, I just feels like you're doing stuff for attention now.
Yes, and at this point. Yeah, like,
as a Virgo, you're making us look
bad. I think it's because she's on her book tour, but you're making your husband look bad. You're making your kids. Like, I would be embarrassed if my mother was like that.
And Wolf has a really valuable point. It's not any other nigga. It's not a regular nigga. It's Will fucking Smith.
Will Smith.
So you had the point. Like, he's a legend.
Yeah.
That's like...
Literally, he has a movie called I Am Legend.
Try to tell you, bitch. Who else you leaving in 20...
What else we leaving? Pocket watching.
Who do that?
People, like, even on, like, strangers on the internet. People just be like... out of nowhere. Like, say, like, an influencer. Good. She's relatable. They'll make a couple of dollars, brand trips. All of a sudden, you're not relatable anymore. She buys a couple bags. Oh my God, all the followers are mad. Or people pocket watching real life. You work that extra overtime shift or you buy yourself something nice after working so hard. Here come your family.
Yeah.
You got it. No, I don't. I got it for me.
Yeah.
I don't got it for us. Leave people, stop pocket watching people. Like, it's annoying. And it's so many ways. Go get you some money.
Yes.
Stop bothering people about what they got or why they buying this. Like, excuse me? I used to have, like, shopping anxiety. I remember I used to shop and hide my bags. I used to stuff bags in my bags and not go home. And I'm like, after a while, I just stopped it because I just didn't want to hear about it anymore. I was like, stop worrying about me.
I do that now when I come in my mother's house.
Stop pocket, because that's pocket watching.
Because when we go up the stairs, there's a door before you enter the house.
Right.
And I'll keep my bag down there, and in the middle of the night, I'll go get my bag this way. Because once they see that shopping bag, it's like, oh, you got money for that,
but you
don't got money for this. You got...
Yes, because it's for my mental peace. This little thing I bought, this one thing, you do so much for everybody else. You work so hard, go through so much little stress. I just bought a fresh pack of underwear.
But sometimes you can't help but to pocket watch because...
You pocket watch?
If a bitch owe me money?
Yeah, that's different though.
Give
that's
me my binoculars.
I'm a bill collector at that point. I'm not pocket watcher because you owe me. That's our pockets.
Right. Right.
I feel with pockets.
Yeah.
Me and your pocket.
That's our pocket.
That's our pocket and I'm watching it.
Right, because a pants got four pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Two for you and two for me.
Yeah, hello?
And whose pocket you spending out of, yours or mine?
Mine. Because it look like it's mine.
Yeah, and again, this is just a little segue.
Pocket watching.
If somebody owe you money, pipe up. Ask for your money. Because trust me, they was not quiet when they was begging and borrowing. Same way, I'm gonna need that same money way back the way you asked for it.
I'm very grateful for all my friends, you, Gabby, yeah. Bree, Gil, whoever. You raised your hand? Oh, I said, damn, nigga.
No, that's one thing about Billy. You don't even, when Billy said, oh, so and so, I'm gonna give you Friday, yo, it be Friday on the strike of 12, that money back in that account, okay?
No, not Gabby. I feel like Gabby, well, I'm sorry, I need you next week. I'm like, Gabby, I need next week. But
at least
you're
acknowledging it. You know what I'm saying? But like, let people do what they want in peace, especially if it's not hurting nobody.
You saw that tweet that said, can I borrow $20 for tomorrow? No, just go to bed early.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow will come faster.
But I'm pocket watching my mother, my aunt, and my cousin. I gave them all over thousands of dollars. And how's my mother going on a trip? How my aunt saw Usher?
Oh, what y'all say?
Missy. How y'all see Usher and me?
Me not see Usher.
Me not see Usher.
Because it was in your pockets. Because you wanted to be Daddy Warbucks.
But my grandmother always said, if you don't have it, don't lend it. When you lend it, just consider it gone.
Somebody told me that. And I'm struggling with that statement. I struggle. Because like, I feel like if a person dipped into their little nest egg to help you out, the least you can do is stand on your word. Just ask me for it then. So, and I won't look for it back. And be like, Renee, can I get $100? I can't promise I could pay you back. And let me be like, nah, it's okay. You don't got to pay me back. It's fine. Because I can't lend what I don't have for real. No matter what story you tell me, if I don't got it, oh my God, I'm my this and that, and I just lost my job, I lost my apartment. And you can tell me a whole story. If I don't have it, I can't give it to you.
Yeah. No, that's for sure.
Right.
I think Gabby just started saying no to me now.
I mean, I have a motto that I live by in life. You can't pour from an empty glass.
Yeah.
You have to pour into yourself. The overflow is what you share.
But what I love about our friends is if you don't have it, when I'm up, I might make sure you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it's just, that's how you hold each other down. Like, so yeah, you can't be always asking. When
when it comes to you, right.
And you be like, nah, I don't have it.
There's friend groups
ever
like that. Yeah.
Have it?
I've heard of friend groups like that. That's that one friend, like she never have it. Everybody else have it. Or she depends on everyone else to have it, so she don't gotta have it. So, everybody gonna make sure I'm good, so I'm coming anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Or they get on the fucking brand. They get on the fucking trip with no fucking money.
Remember I told you I went on that? Did I ever tell you? Well, I know I told you when I went to Philly to see Beyonce and the bitch came on the,
I remember
on
that,
the road trip with $4 for the whole
$4 trip. I couldn't believe it.
We went to Philly for Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Made in America.
Yes.
I remember. I couldn't believe
Beyonce,
it.
To see Beyonce. What year was it? 2015.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bitch came on the trip with $4.
That's crazy to me. How did she eat and stuff? Because she...
Bitch, remember I told you she was getting a free breakfast at the Continental?
You tell me about the free breakfast.
Yeah, she was eating the free breakfast and she was always up. And then
I don't blame her though, because the breakfast ends at 10. You better be downstairs.
Bitch, she used to come back.
That's the only meal of the day.
She used to come back to the hotel room and bring her. She was like, the breakfast is so good, bitch. I know it is.
Because he didn't pay for it. It is. Free food tastes so good.
Yo, and then when we was waiting for Beyonce, you know, you had to camp out and wait. So we waiting for Beyonce, and the guy's like, water, water. And the guy was like, she was like, how much? He was like, $4. She said,
that's the last one I got. So she managed to hold on to her whole $4 all weekend?
Yes.
Bumba class.
That
is crazy. Yeah, don't go out with nobody that have $5. And please, if you only have $4, let us know up front so we can throw you out on the highway.
And we found out is when we got to the toll, it was like, I, because we did a road trip to Philly. Mm-hmm. So when we got to the toll, we was like, all right, everybody put this in. She was like, girl, I got $4. But we thinking you joking. So now when we
like
out to eat.
Like $4 cash, you must have an account. Yeah.
When we out to eat, and then you talking about.
Oh, y'all drove down there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So now when we out to eat, and we like, oh, what you eating? She was like, I'm not hungry. Oh, bitch, you hungry.
So did y'all pay for the Made in America tickets?
Yeah, we paid for our tickets.
So she bought the tickets again now. How she? So didn't her, you know, had like a weekend or your check dropped Friday, so she was waiting for her check to drop the next day. You know that little, you take a little chance like that?
You know your check.
Oh, my check gonna drop this morning. Yeah, yeah. My check dropped Friday morning. Like, I'm, by the time I get out of town, I'm good. Like, even if you go Thursday night and you try to, you know, you try to like thug it out, Friday morning, you know your check dropped, you're good.
My friend hit me up. She's my other friend was with me. She was like, that's your friend. You got to take care of her. I said, bitch, knew she was
So whose hotel she stayed in?
She stayed in our hotel. But all right, so what it was, she got her ticket last minute. Are you going downstairs?
Bitch, sit your ass down. Make somebody else go.
She stayed in our hotel. I think, so she bought her ticket last minute. So what happened was, since she bought her ticket last minute, she fucking had no money for the actual trip. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. But still. You could have called somebody and asked her for some money.
Yeah, who?
Her friend. You could ask a friend for her.
Y'all was on, y'all was our only friends. I remember her. She used to look like a horse.
What's the next one that you want to leave in 2023, Renee?
Apple, we have a problem. Them little extra dollars and $2 that keep sliding out of my fucking bank account every time I turn around. And it's not connected to no subscription. Just a mysterious $2.99, $1.99, $7.99 just gone out of my bank account every blood clot week. We need to have a talk. These little mysterious $2.99, $1.99, $7.99 just slide out of my bank account every week. And it's just like, we just accepted it. We just decided as a as a people to just say, fuck it.
Yeah.
When are we going to make a stand?
It had to be fuck it, because I'm just tired of fighting those battles of, what did they get me for now?
What? And I'm like, what is going on? Are we being scammed? Like, I'm so, am I the only person this happened to?
No, it happens. It's the fucking, when you got, I'm just using a number. Say you got $40 in your account. $9.99, $8.99, $2.99
For what though?
Who notified you, bitch?
Ooh, like, and then you didn't do no Apple Pay. You just see the mysterious little notification just drop down.
Oh my God.
Wait, so I'm wondering, okay, is my phone tapping stuff by mistake or something?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? And this is an epidemic. This is the real pandemic.
How about Apple? The fact, like you said, if they don't get out your regular bank card, they're gonna take it from your Apple Cash.
Yes.
And then, what if you, it's times where I'm like, all right, boom, I'm about to buy these sneakers.
Yeah.
I'm about to buy these sneakers, and it costs this much money. I got this in my account. Boom. Right before you're about to buy the sneakers, $9.99, $8.99, $7.99. What are you doing?
So, my tip is to, like, after every transaction, it's kind of hard to keep up with, is go on the app and try to lock the card. My bank, they have a swipe thing where you can lock the card where nothing would come out. I try to keep up with it, but I never stay on top of it. But I'm going to try my best this year to start locking my shit, because I'm tired. Yeah. I did a tally. I did my yearly roundup.
Uh-huh.
I could get me for nearly $600.
Yeah, Apple, suck my dick, respectfully.
No, we need for Sue.
Yeah, we do.
We need for Sue. This is crazy. When you click on the transaction, you're like, okay.
If you go in your subscriptions, it's not all that money they took out of my account.
This is not Hulu. This is not, because where's this? The other day, I could show y'all. Since I'm here, since I was sitting in this couch, 108 just gone.
What's 108 for?
We don't know. And I'm sitting here.
But you know what, bitch? I can't even front. I got Canva on my shit. I got cap cut. I got mad shit. So,
yeah, but like,
but ask me first.
No, but the mysterious, you know there's a mysterious thing. And I don't even use Apple, like Apple Pay. I don't walk around Apple Pay. And I use my card for the most part.
Okay.
Why is this mysterious couple of dollars like, no, Apple need to answer for their crimes, because I'm really getting sick of them. Them $2.99s, I'm tired.
I'm going to Orange.
Yeah, I'm
aren't you glad you can't take money out of my fucking account no more?
If they continue like this, I swear to God, I'm going to get an Android.
Get an Android.
I'm getting an Android.
Yo,
I'm getting a Samsung phone. I'm tired.
Who just told me this story recently when somebody, I know it happened to Mandy on Horrible Decision, somebody sent her, I remember who told me now, when somebody sent them another picture of saying, hey, oh, it was my the person that was training me at work. Mm-hmm. So her nigga was fucking with her, right? And he was like, oh, I can't make it on a date tonight because my pipes at home bust. The water pipes in my house bust. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, okay. So he sent her a video. What does that shit say? 2022. Nigga.
From the year before. Oh, my God.
Hello. Mister, these niggas is nothing but liars.
Yeah, even if you screenshot something on your phone, it's going to send the person the actual date the picture was taken.
Yep.
The only thing you can do is re-screenshot it over, re-screenshot the old picture.
Telling
and send
people.
I'm here to help.
Stop telling people.
Rescreen. Sometimes shit happens. Like for your job, if you want to send a little video, oh, this happened at my house and your job want a little confirmation, all you got to do is re-screenshot the picture that's already existing.
Yes.
Yeah, and crop out the date and send that.
But there's some jobs that do too much. Like MTA, when you call out, they come to your house to make sure you're really sick. Chipotle did it at one point. If you sick, they send the
Chipotle?
Chipotle? Yes, bitch. They used to send the nurse to your house to make sure you was really sick.
I would have coughed in her face.
What's the next thing you leaving in 2023?
All right, we have to run through these. All right, we almost done. All right, overly complicated recipes on the motherfucking internet. Y'all don't eat regular food anymore? Why are we dipping, frying, rebreading, and just reinventing new shit? Why is the chicken now the bread? A chicken is the bread in the bottom, oxtail in the middle, eggs. What's going on? What's going on? Y'all don't go home and make steak and rice, chicken and rice anymore? We just refrying, balling up beans into an egg, making a paste, baking it, taking it out the thing, frying it, and then drizzling it with chocolate. Am I the only one that see these videos? Everywhere. Jerk empanadas. Oxtail is so expensive. Oxtail on everything now.
Remember vegan?
Oxtail patty, a plantain is the bread, lettuce, tomato in the middle, cheese, and chicken sandwich.
It ruined
like,
your culture. It ruined your Jamaican culture.
That one I want to taste a little bit. But it's still, a lot of the stuff is just so unnecessary.
Nothing ever offended me more than the oxtail when Wolf's going to tell me he had a vegan oxtail.
He might as well eat a dish sponge. What? That's what that shit look like before they cook it, don't it? It look like dish sponges.
Wolf, does a vegan oxtail have a bone? Because it better not, bitch. It better not.
You ever seen that fake vegan fried chicken where they wrapped it in a piece of wooden stick, wrapped the things around it?
No, I've seen it, but no, I would never.
If somebody ever brought that out and I bit into it, it wasn't chicken, I'm fighting the whole rest of it.
I would never.
No, but not the vegans. Like, just regular food, please. The young generation are not going to learn to cook properly if y'all coming with all this stuff.
I can teach y'all.
There's no hope for... if y'all get Billy in the kitchen, we are lost as a people.
No, I'm...
Stuffed pepper still in the dead.
Wait, so why the white guy at work, he's going to ask me, he said, Billy, are you going to make those stuffed peppers for us?
The white guy?
Yeah, I said, the black people don't want that. He was like, they don't know what he's talking about.
Right.
I said, yeah, bro.
Because Mary Beth used to go down.
He said, because those peppers is the joint right there. I said, relax.
Right.
Relax, not the joint.
And I get it. Because remember, everybody was making shrimp Alfredo. Y'all complain, oh my God, all y'all bitches know how to do is make Alfredo. See, now y'all get, now you have deep fried beans baked in an oven, balled up in chocolate and sauteed with onions. So there you go.
Yo.
Like, please, learn how to make regular food first. Y'all be on the internet trying to internet cook. And the air fryer cannot do everything. Please, leave the air fryer.
Oh, my God.
Y'all putting everything in the air fryer. I saw somebody bake mac and cheese in that motherfucker the other day.
How? You know what? I do make some good Brussels in the air fryer.
Certain things it's good for. I like an air fryer. I used to be an air fryer hater. But I've came around. And like, for certain things, it's okay.
I purchased 2 air fryers and never used it. Until...
Really?
I used it one time for the Brussels.
Okay.
That's it.
I used to be an air fryer hater. I'm okay, fine, but y'all overdoing it. You can't eat up everything and eat up a beef patty in the air fryer real good. It's good because guess what?
No, a real Jamaica
beef patty. Because the oven takes too long and the microwave makes it soggy. So the air fryer is
good. You make beef patties from scratch at home?
Hell no. I'm not there. I ain't never been there.
So like,
I know
how, where do they get beef hash from in Jamaica? Do they like go on the farm and?
You know, it's just a crust, right? Made out of pastry. You eat it, you taste it, right? The crust, the patty part, the outside is a crust.
It's no beef patty tree.
It's not a beef patty tree. No. I'm gonna plant one for you.
That was podcast building.
It's no beef patty tree. No, it's no beef patty tree. Yo, we have to make. It's not hard to make though. It's not really difficult, but it's just not my thing.
What's the next one, Renee?
The next one. All right. Bad customer service. You restaurants and motherfucking, I'm in the beauty industry. You nail bitches, lash bitches, toe bitches, hair bitches. Please stop taking them people deposits and blocking them and running off with their money.
They do that?
Hell yeah. Yep. I'm in the hair because I can speak on this. Please. Some of y'all need to go to Chick-fil-A and learn customer service and then open y'all business. Y'all rude, y'all nasty. Somebody, the pandemic told y'all that y'all could be entrepreneurs, but y'all rude, y'all not nice people. Y'all love money. So y'all went to do some shit thinking, oh, I'm going to make a quick bread. I'm going to make some quick bread, but you don't like people for real. But the beauty industry is a customer service business, just like anything else. Hi, how are you? Strike up a conversation.
Smile, welcome, engage.
We click educate. Your bio. Thank Everything you. Is all caps. You screaming at me. Like, why are you screaming at me in your bio? I'm just trying to book. Yo. Why are you yelling at me? It's all caps. She writing all caps, exclamation marks everywhere. No extra people. Bring your own hair. Come blow, dry, and wash. Man, bitch, why are you screaming at me?
You know what I have to say, too? Like, that is so true.
So anything, even this night, you saw the videos of that restaurant review guy on TikTok?
Yes, Keith.
Atlanta. Y'all just put up a grass wall, serve hookah, and y'all swear y'all know what the fuck y'all doing. Please, like.
Go to Seesaw, because their fucking food is fucking banging, bitch.
Yeah, but some people, some places do have great food, but they have bad service. The waitresses don't know what they doing. You know what I'm saying? It be an hour, you sitting there for an hour, nobody took your order yet. No drinks.
Go 67.
And then y'all love to talk shit about
Alexis.
Y'all gonna let us go back to chain restaurants. Y'all used to talk about Red Lobster, BBQs. Bitch, we going back. Because y'all don't know how to add. BBQs would have had us drinks, 18 pterodactyl wings, and an onion towel under 15 minutes. And we would have been out of there.
What do you think about, I saw something online. It says, black people want you to support black-owned businesses, but they're also rude. They're rude as fuck.
Even the owners, because not everybody is cut out to be entrepreneurs. You got a couple of dollars. You feel like a field is, I'm about to go do this shit. And just with any industry, like shit, even podcasting. Oh, I'm funny. Me and my friends be laughing and cackling at brunch. Let's start a show. Then you're not consistent. Your heart's not in it. And then you can't see it through. And it shows and it translates on camera that y'all don't really either like each other or like what y'all doing. So it's like, oh, you like the name of being an entrepreneur, but an entrepreneurial business, you're literally in the work of customer service. Yeah. Some of y'all went straight from high school or college. You used to do your friend's hair in the garage and think you could open up a suite. And you late every day. You charging late fees, squeezing fees, all type of fees and fees and fees. All type of fees. And then you late and then no explanation. You not rude. They doing your hair. They not talking to you like, well, what's your problem? They face all scrunch up like you hate the people. You hate people, but you want their money. Like everything. And these restaurants, 90-minute, it's a 90-minute seating time. Bitch, I didn't get my drink yet. What do you mean?
You know what needs to go away? Put down a debit card.
A deposit. A
deposit for a restaurant. Bitch, if I want to come.
Yeah, if I don't come,
And if y'all so popping, someone's going to pop in right behind me.
Yeah, since y'all reservation so long, why you tripping if I don't come? Like, why do I have to put, how many people? Oh, $100 down. Bitch, why? Why am I coming? I didn't even eat the food yet. Why am I paying?
Bitch.
Like,
last time I had to put $100 down, it was 10 of us and people couldn't put down $10.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. But the restaurant I'm supposed to be doing that because shit happens. Why would I do that? Like, I'm in the hair business. I don't particularly charge a late fee, but after like an hour, it's like, and I send a message like, where are you? If I don't have anybody behind you.
Remember that time your client was late? We done ate some fried chicken, curry, goat.
So sit there and talk, and she wasn't there, right? People. She lucky you was there with me, so to kill time, I would have already been gone. Mm. But I don't charge a late fee, but I'm not particularly late for my business because I don't want to set that person. I have a 99%.
We have a lot of New York fans. Why don't you, tell them where they could book you at?
Okay, I will put something. I had a booking site, but I had to turn it off because people just never used it and just still kept texting my fucking phone. And I'm paying for it, and y'all not using it. Some people use it, but very, very rarely. So it was like it was a waste of money. But I will
actually don't book her because this is bitch. Something she got clients in 2024.
Why would I not?
Because you can't record.
Clients? Why would I not have clients?
You missed the joke.
Wait, yes, say it again.
I said don't book her because if this bitch something she can't record.
Why would you block my blessings like that?
You missed a joke, bitch. Can you laugh?
No. Anywho,
here's
yeah.
my joke then.
Be nice to people. Even in the service industry, some of y'all need to go to Chick-fil-A, just stand on the line and observe and see how it's done. I would tell y'all to go to McDonald's, but it's not the same.
One thing about me,
go to Chick-fil-A.
Play customer service. Play, look at the quality of food. Smile, say hi.
Yeah, yeah. Right, they need that type of training. But remember, some of these owners of these new places, they're not even nice. So the people at the place, like I went to a restaurant opening in Queens one day. And when I tell you, the girl didn't even know how to work the iPad. Mm. The thing, she was like, oh my God, I never used anything like this before. You didn't have training? She was like, no, it's our first day just showing up on opening day. So we ordered four drinks. Like so because I wanted to teach her a lesson... And I'm here to help the world. I ordered four drinks. She took too long to come back and click the bill, and I left.
No, that's called Dine and Dash.
She never come back. I'm standing there mad long waiting for this bitch. And she never came back. I have to go. That's not Dine and Dashing. That's not Dine and Dashing. I was standing there, sitting at that table. We were waiting
bitch,
for this girl.
I'm not the lawyer. You don't got to prove shit to me.
Oh, okay. It don't matter. What the fuck she gonna do? What you gonna do, bitch? I had to get that money back in blood.
I had to Dine and Dash... recently, and yes. I ain't signed up for it because I ain't having the job, right?
So, okay.
My friends
wait,
like,
no, let's tell that story upon Patreon. Huh? Tell that story upon Patreon.
Okay. So, wait, before we go, mm-hmm. right? Oh, just so everybody know, we have one more half hour episode for Patreon and we're done. Thank you for saying
Jesus
bye.
Jesus Christ, have mercy.
You want to come next week?
No.
Okay. So, episode, we're going to end this year off with this. End of year self-check-in, mm-hmm. right? And we have some questions, and I want to ask you, Renee, mm-hmm. what did you learn about yourself and your relationship this year?
What I learned about myself and my relationship.
My aspirations in life.
This is really thought-provoking.
Uh-huh.
I learned that I...
Wait, can I be immature for a second?
Sure.
Remember that time we was on the elevator doing the delivery? Uh-huh. And the elevator door opened. It was real dark, pitch black. Uh-huh. And we sat there and said,
Simultaneously. Like, same thought process.
All right, go back. Sorry.
I learned to be a little more patient. Because, like, I had a tendency in the past in my relationship to, like, blow a fuse every chance that I get. So I've learned that I'm able to be patient. I thought it was a sign of weakness. Like, no, check that shit at the door. Quiet. Stop. Whatever the teachers just say, stop, look, and listen. So that's what I've been doing. And it seemed to be working. It's giving weak ass bitch, but it's necessary.
It's called growth, not weak ass bitch.
It's giving weak ass bitch a little bit, but it's growth.
I understand that feeling. Because I'm like, I'm not a weak bitch. Oh, like, no. Wolf called me last episode a bad bitch.
Yeah. Billy's a bad bitch.
A bad bitch. Like, every time y'all see me, Wolf said, I want to be a bad bitch so bad. Like,
you'd have to be here to see how it all played out. It was crazy.
Every time,
you remember that time
I called my ringtone bad bitches. Yeah, he wanna be the
bad bitch. You wanna fuck with the bad bitch. Remember that time I called Sonny a bad bitch?
Oh yeah,
because he said he wants somebody to propose to him. I was like, oh, you a bad bitch.
Yeah, Sonny is a baddie for real.
I'm like, oh, you a baddie.
We called him Uncle Baddie. But so something I learned about myself and. I'm kind of happy that I learned this about myself for a long time. I was always hard on myself, whether it's like I was not necessarily a follower, but I didn't have my own voice. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have much confidence in myself. Mm-hmm. To where this year, I realized I'm that nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm more confident. Mm-hmm. I have people who support me and love me the way... that I want, you know, it's the way that I want. It's the love that I want, but it's not necessarily the vision I thought it would be. Right. Like the love from a partner or the love from a parent. I don't have that kind of love, but I have genuine love of people who will ride and die for me. I appreciate that. The people that love the show, like to hear someone say, Billy, you inspired me. And I think all I do on this podcast is talk about how bad I want to suck dick.
You just can never let an episode slide without that. Oh my God. Can you just be...
Can I hire somebody to count how many times I talk about sucking dick in this year?
Can you be serious for 1 minute and stop talking about...
So I did learn that
How often do you suck dick? As much as you talk about
it. Get out of my business, bro.
Come on. It's the last episode. Give the people something.
I did learn also about myself that, you know, people... The way I move, I inspire and motivate people, and a lot of people do look up to me.
Right.
And instead of being hard on myself, just understand that anything I do is not just for me anymore. This is just me. People respect me and value me more than I value myself. And I appreciate everybody that pushed me, motivate me, and fuck with the show.
Yes.
And for relationship-wise, I just learned that I don't want to ever live in the Lulu land anymore.
Right, right.
I was going to say it's getting lonely up there, but a lot of bitches live in it, so it's not that lonely. I just don't want to live there
more. It's like a big apartment complex, and you got a lot of neighbors.
Bitch, it's more than an apartment complex. It's a fucking neighbor. It's a neighborhood. It's a country.
It's a country.
It's a country.
Yeah.
I am on my way
to the flag.
I'm escaping. I'm getting my passport to reality ASAP.
That's a good one. Passport to reality.
Yes. Watch these bitches start saying the name.
Passport to reality. You need a reality check. You need a reality passport. My most enjoyable moment this year was actually started going. The moment I realized that I was going to go back to school, start cosmetology school, because I know it's me continuing my journey in pursuing, you know, a dream that I've, you know, saw to fruition. Like, building something with your own two hands feels so good. Something that's mine. Nobody can't take it from me because I created it. So that's a good feeling. I be standing at my booth sometimes, like, wanting to cry. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this. So it's like something that I did for myself and nobody gave it to me or handed it to me. I went out and I took it for myself and I'm holding on to it and I'm taking care of it. That's what I'm happy. I'm happy about it every single day. Every time somebody call me and say they're coming, I'm happy. It feels like the first client all over again. It feels like the first person. Like, yo, you could go anywhere to get fried, dyed, and laid to the side. What you here with me? And I love y'all for that.
Fried, dyed, laid to the side. I think my most memorable moment this year is the live show.
Yes.
The live show. Just to see the difference of where we were last year.
Yeah, that was a memorable moment for me.
To where it was this year to Big Bad God, give these bitches hope. Now these bitches thinking me like I don't pull. Check your bands because I'm trying to use this dope. We in the shower, guess the nigga dropped the soap. Testing, you know these niggas want to test me. He's on my body like a cop trying to arrest me. Oh, and just watching that video when I say DJ dropped the beat and niggas was going crazy and the amount of support of people that came out and the people that fuck with us. And the people that wished they was there but couldn't be there.
Right.
It meant so much because it's just like whenever y'all listen to this podcast or listen to us, DM us, sign up to Patreon, y'all helped me live and witness my dream. And that means so much. So it will be the live show, it'll be podcasting, it will be my most memorable moment of 2023.
Yeah, the live show was definitely something. I've never done anything like that in my entire life. And I'm like, oh my God, how is this going to even turn out? Because I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to just be... Like, mind you, I had my outfit like 3 months in advance.
Yeah.
I said, I don't give a fuck about what's going on. I just know I'm going to look cute. Whatever happens, I got up on the stage. I'm like, I told Billy this before. The moment I took the step on the first stage, I put my clothes on and I was behind the door. Child, I was 3 seconds from running out the back door.
I feel like...
Again, but Bree going to stand behind me talking about you next up. I'm like, why are you here, bitch? I'm trying to escape.
Nah. And I want to say thank you to everybody, the team that we have. Yeah. Everybody has jobs next year, unpaid jobs. But, you know, Bree wants to be social media manager. Please, I can't do it. What? I said learn how to edit, too.
Right. my goal for next year is to graduate fucking school. That's the goal because I started. So I graduate. I'm looking to graduate in March. And, you know, to see this podcast grow some more. Grow, like, further. Like, we just have such dope stuff going on. And I just want more people to see it.
Yeah. That's the part. Like, I don't feel like enough people is witnessing it.
Like, y'all need to tune in and watch. Like, when we say tell a friend to tell a friend, like, we mean that, like, We just have so much joy to spread to the world.
And in 2023, I'm leaving Taurus behind.
Which one?
Oh. Taurus.
Okay, Taurus.
I'm leaving him behind.
You didn't leave him last year.
No, I fucked with him this year.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of year? Yo, this year was really meh.
This year, I don't want to see the new year, new me's. Just be about it.
Yeah,
just be about it.
It don't got to be a new year. You could get up and change your life anytime you want to.
Yes. So, I'm leaving him behind. I'm leaving.
Block him. Let me see a block him right now.
I turned his phone off, so it don't matter.
He got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but for what? I don't talk to him.
Block him right now.
Okay.
Don't unblock him when you leave.
No, but let me tell him I'll call him later.
What?
No, I'm joking. Nah, he's way down there.
Well, I'm not playing, but block him before the year, though.
Nah, I really don't talk to that man.
I good.
Okay. And I'm leaving, again, I just can't wait to leave the delusional world behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am going to do crazy antics still. That's just in me.
But on a more safer, sensible scale.
I just want to catch chlamydia one good time.
Jesus. I know. You know what, guys? We love y'all so much.
That's podcast Billy.
That's podcast. Even if it's podcast Billy, don't say that. That's an STD.
You know what? If you're
with STD, yeah, oh, you know me. That's you.
I will get a shirt that say that. You know STDs, yeah, you know me. Hey, thank you for tuning in for another great episode of 25 and Old Club.
Make sure you like, y'all.
Comment, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend.
We'll see y'all in 2024. Love y'all.
Wow, 2024
down.
Is crazy. Later.
Love y'all now. Thank you for rocking with us for 52 weeks. 52 weeks.